Ace Country and all-time favorites, 101.3 WMCI. And it's a great afternoon here in Illinois because we are celebrating our red, white, and blue days. We're going to be live on location from 5 to 7 tonight. And I've actually got a real special treat for you guys right now. I have got Nestor Andrus in here, and he's going to be opening for the Brothers Osborne tonight. And we're really excited to have you. I love that you took the time to come in here. How's your stay been so far in the Midwest here?
Well, I got to tell you that it's great to be here with you. And I'm excited. You know, I figured I'd let the Brothers Osborne finish the show for me, and it's going to be fun. I'm just kidding. I'm a huge fan, and I'm really excited to get to experience them as well. But it's been awesome to be here. It's been cool. It's been great. Everybody's really nice.
We do like to be known for our hospitality here in the Midwest. Have you ever opened for them before?
I have not. This would be the first.
First time. And who has been your top contender then so far to perform with?
I don't know. I did play this show once in Nashville where it was a Tootsie's anniversary. And you had so many phenomenal artists. You had Daryl Worley, Randy Houser, Jamie Johnson, and just the collaboration of so many great talents on one street. And it's it's Lower Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee. It's kind of hard to beat.
Now, did you feel like you took a big part of Texas with you when you moved to Nashville?
Absolutely. I mean, of course. You've heard about the Texan pride, and it's true. You know, and I got to say that even here in Charleston, it's becoming one of my favorite parts of Texas.
Absolutely. I love Texas. I've been down there to visit family, and I definitely enjoy the weather, especially with the flash floods today. I wouldn't mind being in Texas. But hopefully we'll see a great performance for you tonight and not get rained out.
For sure. Absolutely. But you know what? This ain't my first rodeo. In fact, the rodeo with Tracy Lawrence, it rained out the first one. And I said, man, I came here to play. And I played on, you know, and Tracy didn't come out, but we did reschedule that rodeo show, and it was one heck of a time. So come rain or shine, thunder, rain, I'll be out there.
And again, we are really excited to have you opening tonight at our Red, White, and Blue Days. And are we going to hear from your newest album, Falling in Love?
That's right.
What has been the inspiration for that whole album, or if you have a favorite song off that album?
Well, you know, it's like trying to choose your favorite child. I love them all. Wrote all of them myself, some with co-writers. I can't say that I have a specific favorite one because they all are a piece of me. But the inspiration behind it was just, I've always been a really big fan of love. I really want to inspire and encourage, you know, everyone to allow themselves to be in love. Not only with just an individual, but a moment, a memory, you know, friends, and nothing but the good times, you know. And that's actually the songs on the record. Right now, my single Drunk at a Bar has been spreading like wildfire. And I'm really excited. We just finished filming the music video for it.
Ooh.
And that was really, it's quite the experience. Because I wrote the script for it too. So it's like writing a short film for the song, and it's just really cool to bring it out, and biggest